Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the 25th Sunday of the year. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Ndola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. Today's gospel is about being astute in seeking the things of God and the good of our soul as against the avariciousness of those who do evil or those who are accumulating possessions in this world. The Pharisees were lovers of money. Scripture informs us that, contrary to their public personae, the Pharisees and scribes were completely materialistic. Jesus cautions the religious men against materialism. The steward was a rascal. He was a slave, but he was nonetheless in charge of the running of his master's estate. The steward had followed a career of embezzlement. The debtors were also rascals. The steward knew that he had lost his job. He therefore had a brilliant idea. He falsified the entries in the books so that the debtors were debited with far less than they owed. This would have two effects. First, the debtors would be grateful to him, and second, and much more effective, he had involved the debtors in his own evil ways. And if the worst came to the worst, he was now in a strong position to exercise a little judicious blackmail. The master himself was something of a rascal, for instead of being shocked at the whole proceeding, he appreciated the shrewd brain behind it and actually praised the steward for what he had done. But we must be careful here. Never does Jesus commend the thief because he was a thief. The actions of the dishonest manager were in no way laudable, nor does Jesus in the least hint that he approved of such action. Jesus is drawing a contrast between the children of this world and the children of light. Anyone who lives only for the things that must pass away with the passing of this world is only a child of this world. The children of this world are experts at seizing opportunities for making money and friends and getting ahead. God's people should take heed and be just as wise when it comes to managing the spiritual affairs of life. Because the child of God lives with eternity's value in view, he should be able to make far better use of his opportunities, example, his talents and his possessions, in order to gain more in the line of spirituality and the favors of God. The inhabitants of this fallen world use wealth effectively to promote wickedness, but the righteous appear timid in using their wealth to promote righteousness. If we could be as astute in perfecting our Christianity, such as helping the poor, being attentive to the sick, the refugee, listening and encouraging the lost, etc., etc., as we are in the astuteness we indulge in perfecting our ingenious ways of doing wrong, such as corruption and revenge and pleasure-seeking, we would be perfect in God's eyes. Possessions are not in themselves a sin, but they are a great responsibility. And the one who uses them to help their friends is better off in the eyes of God. We typically think we must double our income in order to find the good life, instead of finding it now by pursuing that which is eternal. In Luke chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus lays down the rule that no slave can serve two masters. The master possessed the slave and possessed him exclusively. A slave had no spare time. Every moment of his day and every ounce of his energy belonged to his master. He had no time which was his own. So serving God can never be a part-time or spare-time job. Once a person chooses to serve God, every moment of their time and every atom of their energy belongs to God. God is the most exclusive of masters. We either belong to him totally or not at all. And of course, he is not like the slave master that we know of on earth. He is kind and he is not cruel. Jesus states that serving two masters is simply impossible. If you think you are successfully serving two masters, you are deceived. One can have both money and God, but one cannot serve both money and God. You cannot serve God and mammon. Some think that just because they are rich, they are not a slave to money, which is mammon. But you don't have to be rich to serve mammon. The poor have just as much potential for greed and covetousness as the rich have. Money possessing a man is a direct curse, for it hardens his heart and paralyzes his noblest powers. The money of a God-possessed man is a blessing, for it becomes the means of his expressing his sympathy with others. Many people would say they love God, but their service of money shows that in fact they do not. So we have to be aware that we have the right orientation in our lives, and the values and energy that we put into in our lives are basically and fundamentally to serve God. Yes, we need money to live. We need food on our table. We need education for our children. We need medication when we are sick. But we daren't make money a God. When it becomes a God, we live for money rather than for God. While as we should live for God, and money is that which helps us to acquire the necessary and dignified ways of living, which everyone has a right to. Let us serve God rather than anything other than God on this earth. May God bless you all and help us all to be focused on God in our lives rather than on the things of this world. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Ndola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you a beautiful Sunday and a grace-filled week ahead.